Blog Talk Radio.
And we're happy to hear that prompt because it means that other people are joining us from all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Just want you to know that there are people that we recognize, all the great people on the line. We come to you humble as a lamb coming before you, shepherds and shepherdesses and people from all walks of life. We just want to welcome you from different denominations and different church organizations and economic strata, all of you. Thank God for you. It's a wonderful day. I want to say God is blessing in a multitudinous way. Now let's go to God in prayer, and then we will do our worldwide praise. Amen. Heavenly Father, I always count it a privilege just to come before you and to represent the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise. And what a privilege it is, a privilege. Oh, just to know you. Ah, what a privilege. And God, I thank you because you are the only true and living God. You prove yourself all the time because you hear us and you answer prayers. Oh God, so many signs of wonders that you are present and that you are alive and well. We just worship you. We ask that you would bless this prayer line in such a great way, Lord. Every person on here, I'm asking blessings upon them. Bless every participant, every person who gives a prayer report. Bless every person who gives a prayer request. Bless. I'm asking you to bless Mother Emily Johnson this morning as she comes to speak to our hearts. Oh, God, bless. Forgive all sin on this prayer line. Sins of omission and sins of commission. Forgive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And cover this line with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for it. Thank you for your protective hand and for your favor. Favor on the left and favor on the right. Favor before us, favor behind us. Favor beneath us and favor surely above us. Thank you for your favor. Now we're looking to you this morning.
Thank you.
Do what you want to do. Take over, Holy Ghost. This is your line. We give you the glory and give you all the praise. Thank you. We say yes to you. Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Good to hear your voice. Amen.
Good to be on the line.
Thank God. We're going to do a praise in just a moment here, a praise check, and we're going to praise the Lord. And after that, then we'll be back to you. Is that all right, Mother Johnson?
Matthew, you said we're going to praise the Lord after you get that last statement.
And then we're going to come back to you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's all right.
All right. Ask my brother to get you a little water. Amen. That'll be good for you this morning, a little water. All right? I want everybody on the prayer line everywhere, if you would, let's give God some praise and thank him for last night and for this morning. If you can, open your mouth. That's a wonderful miracle right there. Because people, and God forbid, but I do know that people who have strokes think it takes almost everything in them to move a finger, and especially to open their mouth and give God praise. So if you can open your mouth, kind of a blessing, a miracle. Some of you take, well, I'll just say, if you can, kind of a blessing, kind of a miracle. Amen. So let's open our mouths here in just a moment. I'm going to say praise check, and I want to see what level your praise is on. If God is good, you want to have a high praise. I have one. Amen.
Amen.
And good to me. So let's do it right now. When I say praise check, come on in. Don't hesitate. That's the time to come in.
Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She's the mother of eight others, and we have seven living now. And we're trying to take good care of you, Mother Johnson. Hopefully you know we're trying to take good care of you. I mean, she lives in her own house, and she is blessed of the Lord. Amen. Got a beautiful home at 95. Amen. And the Lord has blessed her real, real good. Mother Johnson, we love you.
And
we appreciate you so very much. Just you don't have to preach if you preach, that's all right. But all we want to do is just listen to your talk. I might open the line if you don't mind for a few questions for you. But I have a couple of things that I want to ask you. But we're just gonna release the line to you, and whatever you want to say. I know the Lord will be leading you in whatever you want to do. God bless you. Now, one of the things that I don't know about this morning, how God is leading you, but one of these days I'd like for you to tell us how you got the Holy Ghost. You know, you don't have to, nothing formal, just tell us how you got the Holy Ghost. and God bless you. I'm releasing the line to you. Okay? Mother Ann Lee Johnson. Amen. Go ahead, Mother to the nation.
God bless you,
all
of you. I first want to say good morning to each of you and to our honor, to our leader.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning.
God bless you. Honor to our leader, Dr. Johnson, Bernard Johnson. Always a treat. It's a blessing to be here this morning. I tell you, I first want to say this is the day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Don't think about no sadness or worrying about anything, but just be glad because the Lord has kept you alive and made ways for you. Because the blessing of the Lord makes you rich,
yeah.
And has no sorrows with it. Now, I love the Lord this morning. God is my judge, and he is my keeper, and he's my father, my strength, my mind, and everything. I praise him and magnify his name because I love the Lord with all my heart. There's nothing I've seen or ever that I would separate myself from the Lord to go another way. But I'm so glad because God has brought me some many seen and unseen trials and tribulations being tempted, but I thank God my heart is fixed and my mind is made up to go all the way with the Lord. And that's meaning despite of the suffering, the pain, or whatever I have to go through, I'm going to stand until the Lord come and get me. I thank God. I was telling a lady on yesterday, I put myself almost in the shoes of Job. How good. I'm not afflicted all over, but I have affliction. I'm not sick, but I'm afflicted. But I thank God because I know the Lord see me. He know my life. He know me. And when he gets ready to lift me, he'll lift me. I praise him and magnify him. I've learned one thing. Don't fret about nothing. Don't be worrying about this, that, and the other. Don't worry about your pain. Don't worry about nothing. Just give it all to the Lord. Take it to the feet of Jesus and lay it there and leave it there. I tell you, I'm just so glad because sometimes I'll be having pain. And, oh, I think about the scripture, James 4, to submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And I began to just praise the Lord and give the gift to the Lord. Lord, I'm nothing without you. Then I come back and tell you, you got to go, Satan. You got to get out of here. Take your nasty hands off of me. And you know what? I would do that. Those pains will let up and be gone. I just thank God because he is real. And we can be just as real if we want to be. But we got to want the Lord to work in our life. We got to give up everything that you know is wrong. Everything that attracts your mind. Sometimes we let the enemy get a hold of that mind, they start to thinking way back, start to thinking what he or she done to me. But forget about all that stuff. I said, all right, water under the bridge. Just keep on walking. But I thank God because he blessed me so. And I'm lying here and I had a good night's rest last night. Woke up feeling very well. And God is in the blessing business. We can have what we want if we surrender our will to the Lord. If we don't give it up, it will be always tormenting us. Oh, that's what the devil wants us to be tormented about the things he does. But he's a lying curse. God binding me on every hand inside. I'm not going to be disturbed with his stuff because I know all the good and comes from the Lord. And all the bad things come from Satan himself, the devil. And don't let him have your mind, children. Because you let the devil have your mind and start to think of evil about first one thing and another, you'll find out that you'll be going down, down, down. But let your mind be free with love in your heart. If there's anyone ever misused you or said the wrong thing, you ask the Lord to take that out of your heart. Take that envy and strife away. You see somebody look like he's doing much better than you. Don't envy him. Don't have no strife. I don't know why I can't do no better. I'm living a clean life, and they living a dirty life. And they doing better than I'm doing. Don't let the devil tell you that. But you just keep on keeping on with the Lord. Keep on surrendering your will. Anything that you know is still in your heart, your mind, ask the Lord. Lord, wash me. Make me
Brother
clean.
Johnson, I'm going to have to interrupt you. We got some new people on the line who haven't been told.
Hey, what, ma'am?
I'm going to have to interrupt you just for a moment because we have some new people on the line who don't know phone etiquette. You don't move around the phone, darling. Just press star 6. Everybody press star 6 until you have a question. Amen. You don't move around because that's amplified all over the country. So please just press star 6. You have to move. That's what you do. Star 6. And you mute your line.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mother Johnson. I know the Holy Ghost is still on you, so just pick right up there and then press star 6. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead, Mother
Johnson.
Well,
I want to say, children all over the world, we can't please God and Satan, too. We're going to have to let one of them go. Because God will not work with Satan. He don't work in an unclean temple. We're going to have to let all of Satan's devices, let them go. Turn them loose. My God, sometimes he wants you to get with the group that's kettle and a lot of nasty foolishness. But don't want to join that group. We're living in a day now, everything's happening. My God, I used to hear him say, he's a missionary, she can do this, I can do it also. But honey, don't worry about what others are doing or what they can do. You see that you're clean. Your mind is clean. God will wash you if you let him. He will bless you. When I was a young girl, I got saved at 11 years old. And I was ready to live the life of the Lord. But the enemy came in. I got to thinking about what the devil did to me. And he came in and made me ashamed. The sin. I was young. And he made me ashamed. Made me ashamed to sin. Came to testify. And I began to go back where I come from. And when I was about 14, I went back and began to do what the devil did do. But oh, when I got to be 15 years old, my God, I had a hunger. I mean a hunger for righteousness, a hunger to renew my covenant with the Lord. And I began to surrender my will and tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be saved. I don't want to be lost. I want you to wash me inside out. Get all this stuff out of my heart and out of my mind. And I tell you, the Lord just did that. And then I began to tarry for the Holy Ghost. You don't hear about the Holy Ghost? Some of you never heard it before. But there is a Holy Ghost. And I began to tarry. Sweetly saved, done surrendered my will to him. done give up the world, and the Lord had come on my life and saved me. I believe the 10th chapter of Romans, in the 9th verse, if you would confess with your mouth and believe in thy heart that God raised him, it says him, but he means Jesus. God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I had surrendered my heart to the Lord and began to believe his word. And, oh, I believe him in my heart. And the Lord saved me real good. He washed my sins away, gave me a new mind to live for the Lord. And I start seeking for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost won't come until you get all that mess out of you. All that stuff you're doing, you know is wrong. Get rid of it. Ask the Lord to help you. Lord, I want to be clean. I want to be saved. A clean life in Christ Jesus. He will wash you and make you cold. Because he said, though your sins be as scarlet, as red, 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 as scarlet. He said, but I will wash them and make you whiter than snow. So live a life on want to get rid of all of them little frivolous things in your life. What you're holding on to. You're not ready to really be saved, or you want to really be saved, God will come in and wash you and give you a clean life in him. And when you get your life clean and saved, then he said to 1 Thessalonians 5:22-23, he said, abstain from all, not just some of them, but all appearance of evil. And the God of peace will sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that you will be preserved.
Amen, the Lord. Amen.
Come to the Lord. If you get yourself cleaned up, the Holy Ghost will come up on you. Like that's the way it did me. I was a clean young woman, young girl, 15 years old. And I surrendered my whole will because I really wanted the Holy Ghost. And he won't come until you clean yourself up. Don't think you can hold on, get rid of one thing and then hold on to another. That's not right. Holy Ghost will never come. But when I got up to testify, I told him I had been saved all day. I had done no evil. And the Lord blessed me. And I said, but I want you all to pray for me that I might receive. And when I said receive, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost came as a blessing, like Acts 2:1. And he said, came in as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And he said, upon each of them, clothes of tongues. And they all spoke with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now that's what the Lord will do for you. But you're going to have to get rid of all of your mess, all your sins. And all your bad talk and cursing and get mad and curse somebody out. Get mad and go home and won't come to church because they said, pastor said the wrong thing. No, you will have to ask the Lord to bless the leader. Lord, give him to be anointed from heaven on high and help him to say the right thing and help me to receive what he said. Sometimes it cuts and it hurts. But if he do you good, accept it. And God will surely bless you. I love the Lord on today. I know my time is up. But
no,
I'm
no, you can just, you can take a little bit more if you want to, Brother Johnson, if you feel like it.
But I want to say I'm so glad and happy that long, long time ago, I made up my mind. I didn't want no part of Satan. I don't want the devil to tempt me on no way. So you have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And as much as you know, your labor will not be in vain. Now that's 1 Corinthians 15:58. You can read it for yourself. And my God is standing by right now, waiting for you just to open your heart and let him in, waiting for you to want this blessing. The Holy Ghost won't come until you get rid of all that other stuff. But after you get rid of it, the Holy Ghost will step right into your life. But God is waiting for you to clean yourself up, get your mind clean. Because I believe that's Romans 12:2. not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what I tell you, and your mind's got to be transformed. Your mind's got to want the Lord to stay with you, come in your life, drive Satan out. You've got to get your mind clean. Come on out from the world. I believe 2 Corinthians 6 and 7, I can't get that verse right quick. But it says, come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord your God. And I will be your father, your sons and daughters. Well, anyway, you read it for yourself. 2 Corinthians 6 and what chapter, what verse is that? Somebody know. But I know it's the 6th chapter, I believe. In anyway, the Lord knows, 17th verse now, which is Corinthians. And the 7th verse says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things, not just some of them, but all things become new. And that's the way the Lord works in our lives, when we old things are gone, we stop doing all the things we used to do, and God will step in our lives. And if we're letting him do that and stay clean, the Holy Ghost will come and take over, because he's a leader and a guide. He will teach you what to do and not to do. Just give your life to the Lord. Let the Lord bless you. Let the whole, so the Holy Ghost can come in there and keep you. Tell you when you're going the wrong way. He'll tell you, speak to you, tell you, don't go there. He'll tell you when you're about to say something wrong. But so many people that have really received the Holy Ghost, they override the Holy Ghost. They step on over it. Because the Holy Ghost said, don't say that. You're about to say something you shouldn't say it. He'll tell you, don't say that. You say, well, I know I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyhow. That's stepping over the Holy Ghost. So give in to him. Let him bless you real good. And he's standing by waiting to hear you cry. Because he said in Revelation 3 and 20, he said, behold, and that word behold said, look, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will come in. What he's saying, if you, I'm standing there outside of your heart right now, the door of your heart, that's why he wants you to open up your heart, the door of your heart, and let him come in. He can come in if he wants, but he wants you to let him in, wants you to accept him and let him in. He said, I will come in. I'll sup with you and you sup with me. I'll eat with you spiritual food, and you can eat that spiritual food with me. God bless your children. I don't give this back to Dr. Johnson. I hope I said something that you can grasp and hold to. And know the Lord is in the blessing business. God
wow.
Bless you and I look.
Wow, wow. Mother Johnson, you are on it. You're just awesome. You're just awesome. My God. Mother, I found those scriptures for you. Amen. That's 2 Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and
unclean
I will receive
thing.
You.
Yes.
I will be your
That's
father.
That's what I'm trying
to do. Unto you, ye shall be my sons and daughters.
Yes,
That's
God right. bless you.
And then that second, if you want me to give that for you, is
yes,
2 Corinthians 5:17. That's second. You're right there in 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore, if any man in Christ be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I want y'all to forgive me because my mind, since I've been so sick, my mind is kind of, well, the Lord's giving it back to me, thank God.
Yeah,
like
you got a great mind.
God bless each of you. I love you, every one of you.
I want to open it up to for questions for you. I want to just ask some simple questions because I was listening to television one time, and there was a woman who was about 90, 95, 100, and
they asked her what she ate, you know. And what she said she ate, I started eating it myself. So I want to ask you, what kind of things do you eat, Mother Johnson? What do you stay away from and what do you eat? Because here you are 95, so evidently you must have some secrets on eating or something.
My appetite is very poor sometimes. I don't want sweets that left me. I don't want nothing sweet look like that. Sweets I just can't hardly in the stomach. But I used to want some sweet every day, but now sweets has left me. Just anything I can taste that's not sweet and get a taste bud for it, I eat a little of it, but I can't eat just anything anymore. But I don't know what I want. I never know what I'm want. I have to taste it and see if that's my taste.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm blessed. The Lord is blessing me, and I thank Him for it.
But one thing, you don't eat a whole lot, do you?
No, I don't eat a whole lot of nothing. I love fruit. I love tomatoes. I'm crazy about tomatoes. If I can say that. I'm not crazy, but I love tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat two or three of them at one time. I'm not little tomatoes. Not the little tomatoes, the big tomatoes. I love them just splashed.
Yeah, I noticed the other day, when you had some guests, you wanted some green tomatoes. Wasn't that green tomatoes you wanted?
Yes, I wanted tomatoes. And went and got me some tomatoes.
Right, that was Sister Thelma Rush and Sister Renata Jones, yeah.
Yes,
they wanted to fry you some green tomatoes. But,
couldn't find any.
You don't eat a whole lot of nothing. You don't stuff yourself.
No, I don't eat a lot of nothing. I can eat a little cereal. I'm just an old lady here living on the mercy of the Lord, and I just thank God for it.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to open the line up to people who have any type of question for you. And if there are no questions, then we won't push it any further. But if you have a question, don't hesitate. Jump right in there and give it to Mother Johnson. I don't want to keep her a long, long time. So don't wait. If you have it, don't talk about, I'm going to sit here and listen. No, if you have a question, come on. All right? The line is open to you. Anyone have a question?
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. This is Ambassador Dr. Sheila Hayes. And, oh, praise the Lord. Mother, I really enjoyed you. You are such a blessing to all of the worldwide community, and we need this. We need what God has deposited within you. And, oh, my, thank you so much. There was a question, though. I remember once when I was in your presence, and there was something you shared with me, three things. And I couldn't remember the other, and I said, if I'm ever in her presence again, I would like to ask her that.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you recall when?
You're not hearing me. Well, talk a little louder. Don't holler at the phone, but you have to talk a little louder.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Good. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And you had talked to your bishop, I believe, at the time, and the Lord had given you a revival to do, and it was a three nights revival, and the first two nights was for something, but the third night was for something even special. If you could just share again with me how you went about it, the three nights revival, I believe it was one of the first ones you did, but God gave you a mandate how to do it and how it was such a blessing. Could you share that, Mother?
Wait, now I didn't quite get what she was asking.
She was asking you, you had done a three-night revival, perhaps in the early portion of your ministry, and you did it, you set it up, you know, and she wanted to know how you set that revival, that three-night revival up, and what you talked about those 3 days, and how God blessed it in a special way.
Oh, yes, yes, that was, I was a region lady for the Evangelist Department, National Region woman. And when they made me the chair lady for the Evangelist Department, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know nothing about region work. I just began to talk to the Lord, lay flat on my back, look at the Lord in heaven, and say, now, Lord, you know, I don't know nothing. I don't know how to setting us it up, or they don't know how to get started. But the Lord began to rain. While I was lying there out of here, three days. And I didn't understand it because I just came off a three-day fast. And I said, Lord, you want me to go back on another three-day fast? He said, 3 days. Got my attention with the 3 days. And he didn't stop saying it until he got my attention. 3 days. I said, yeah, three days. And then he began to say, revival. And I said, 3 day revival? I never heard of it before. Because in that time, they said it'd take a week to get in a revival to get the people's minds. And then a week for the Lord to work with the people. And that's what I had in my mind, 3 day revival. How can I have a 3 day revival? And the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me and get the people on a fast. Start on Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. Sunday night to Monday, Tuesday, and come on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. So I can stay through. And then I start your revival, 3 day revival. I said, when you want me to start? He said, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All right, I wrote all this down, what the Lord was giving me. And I said, I don't have no place to have a revival. My husband didn't have no church at that time. But he said, ask the bishop, ask the bishop's church. And I didn't know how to do it because I was a little young woman. And I went to the bishop and told him the Lord had given me a three-day revival. And the Spirit of the Lord told me to ask you. He said, when do you want to start? I said, I'd like to start Monday night. And Wednesday night. And he said, the doors would be open. And I announced it in the churches and on about the 3 day revival. And when 7 o'clock came on that Wednesday evening, I tell you, the folks from the churches on the telly, standing up at the church door, down a great big wide line to the street. And when we went inside, they filled the church up. I just thank God, and the Lord came in and told me to get me four or five prayer warriors. I got those women together. I said, I want to start on time at 7 o'clock praying that the Lord will save you and set free. And they were there. We were there praying on our knees at 7 o'clock. And the Lord filled that place with the Spirit of God. And the Lord came in. Some had been confessing to be saved for many years. The Lord locked them out under the anointing of God. Saved and filled and sanctified. People came in with crutches and walking canes. When they left, they left the walking canes and crutches hanging on the wall. Whoa. God just blessed real good. I thank God for that. That was my first revival. But the Lord was with me all the way. But you do what the Lord says to you, children. When he says do it, he'll be with you all the way from earth to glory. Pray for Mother Johnson. God bless you.
All right, Mother. Can you take maybe a couple more questions?
Thank you.
Mother Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Do you mind taking a few more questions?
No, I don't mind.
All right. Who else has a question?
Good morning, Mother Johnson. I just love to hear the wisdom.
Good morning, lady.
This is Sister Carolyn from Georgia. I have a mother that's 94, so I just love you. You just remind me of her so much. I have a question, and I hope I can explain it right. I've been told, I always say that the Spirit tells me to say something or to do something, and I've been told, well, you need to differentiate the difference between the Holy Spirit and any other spirit. So I think that I believe in my heart that I'm doing that. So how can you tell the difference, Mother Johnson?
Said you would not all things rest.
How can you tell the difference between when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and the devil is speaking to you?
Well, that's one thing you really have to pray. All good things come from the Lord. But the when anything in there that's not right, you know it's from the devil. You know it's from him. He likes to imitate everything from the Lord. But know that when he speaks, you got to know that this is not of the Lord. And God will give that to you because that is hard. It is hard to know exactly what the Lord is saying and Satan is speaking. But you keep yourself clean, the Lord will let you know just what he's saying. The devil can't keep you down because he's going to always be there. He tries to keep everyone down, and he wants them to follow his instructions. But put him under your feet, rebuke him, and test him out. God will lead you and guide you. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. If you seek to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it will lead you and guide you and teach you all things. Bring them all to you, remember. That's the best way I could answer that.
Right, somebody's moving around again. Mute your line, precious lady, precious man. Amen. God bless you. Mute your line. All right. I want you to know that that was a great answer, Mother Johnson. All right. Anybody else have a question? All right. God bless you.
Yes. God bless each of you back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Mother Johnson, I just want you to sit and listen just a moment here. I'm going to open up the line and allow the people to just kind of like give their thoughts on your presentation today and encourage you. Everybody needs to be encouraged. Whether you're 50 or 95 or 100, everybody needs to be encouraged. So the line is open to you if you want to say some encouraging words to Mother Johnson. The line is open.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sheila from 860 Connecticut. Mother Johnson, I just love you. I love you so much. Sometimes I don't know what to do. When I don't hear your when your voice on the prayer line, I just like, you know, I hope she's feeling well. Thank God for you, Mother Johnson. You are just awesome. You are just almighty. You are one of the greatest things that I ever known other than Jesus Christ and my mother. So I'm just giving God all the praise and honor for you to be the age you are, still looking good and still looking young and still teaching the word of God. I just thank God for you. I thank God for all that you have done. God is just such a good God, and you just doing such a good work for the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. And please, 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 stay strong. I love you so much. Have a good day.
God bless you, baby, and I love you also. Keep me in your prayers.
All right, anyone else?
This is Sister Farshi from Salt Lake City 801. Mother Johnson, I just love it when I can hear your voice and when you're teaching us, because we don't get that teaching like you teach it, you know, these days and times. And that's what we need to hear and know, you know, and I just thank the Lord for you. Hallelujah. I really do, Mother Johnson, and I love you. Just keep on teaching the word, because every time you teach it, I really get something out of it, because that's what we need to hear these days and time. We need to know, you know, how to do. We need to know that, and they are not teaching it in these days. The old saints is not teaching it in these days.
Now God bless you, bless you. And I love you, but God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let me say to you all, somebody, new people, you don't know, you can't have two phones open in the same room. You will cause a lot of feedback. Cannot have that. And see that stopped whoever. When you start moving again, if that starts back again, then you want to mute your line. That means that you got problems on your phone. Okay? But please don't have two phones on. I think you cut it off. And thank you for that.